You said you wanted to see what the presentation was, and you finally heard it. What do you think of this presentation?
I was excited, first of all, because city doesn't have any risk, and second of all, to the benefit to the Boys and Girls Club, which I've never heard of a developer doing that before. And thirdly, I just think this is going to spruce up I-69 and 18 so that it's been empty for a long time, and this will get it going. Then we'll have a whole corridor from downtown out to 69.
And could you explain just a little bit exactly how those TIF bonds work in terms of what they are taking and how they pay that back?
Okay, what happens is when they start building those buildings, there is more assessed value that they will pay tax on. And that tax, they pay, the developers will pay the tax, it's captured, sent back to the city, captured. They pay it to the county. The county gives it to us, and then we pay the bonds that we will be issuing. The difference that in this one than most is that the developers are buying the bonds. So in essence, if they don't build the building, they're not going to have the money to pay back the bonds. So they're on the hook.
All right.
Okay.
So much.
Sure.